Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
When you drive like from Ohio to California, immediately you need to change the oil of your car. Otherwise, that oil is not good enough. It was good enough when you're studying. The anointing that you received last year may not be good enough for today. That's why the Bible says fresh anointing. Some of you, you have the anointing that removed you from the trouble that you had, but now you're facing new giants. Now you're facing new challenges. You need the new anointing for the new challenges so that that new anointing that you're going to receive is going to trouble the troublers, is going to remove the troubles in your life. And there is nothing impossible with the Lord. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. We are talking about God that created the heavens and the earth. We are talking about God that can cause earthquakes and stop earthquakes. We're talking about God. He created man in his own image. Without him, there will be no man. Even the man that is troubling you, even that woman that is troubling you, was all created by God. This is the God that I'm talking about. I just want you to understand that this is the month of payback. The enemy is going to pay back. This is the month of increase. This is a month of progress, greater progress, like you've never seen. Prophetically speaking, you're going to heal faster. You're going to prosper faster. You're going to perceive things faster. And the anointing, God's presence will be so alive and so flesh upon your life. And God wants to do something supernatural, something to turn things around. The anointing for the turnaround, the anointing to prosper you, the anointing to bring your children to their knees and to worship Jesus, the anointing to turn your bank account around, the anointing to see healings in natural, like healing the sick, the incurable sicknesses. Maybe you prayed for cancer last year or last week or last month, and that cancer never went away. But with this new anointing and with this new anointing, it shall trouble the troubler. It shall trouble the troubler that troubled you, because this anointing is the anointing to conquer. This new grace is the grace to conquer, the grace to move forward. You must believe, I'm receiving a new anointing that troubles whatever has been troubling me, that fights for me, the anointing that troubles the troublers, the anointing that heals every illness and every sickness. I will not stay sick. I will not live in sickness. I'm coming out of it right now. I receive the fresh anointing from the Lord. I receive the fresh touch from the Lord. The finances I've been believing God for all these weeks and months that I've delayed, now it's a time to receive. I receive the supernatural blessings of financial blessings right now. Maybe your body has not been obeying you to shape up. This is the time that the body is going to listen to you and begin to shape up, begin to become more healthier and healthier in the name of Jesus. This is the time of increase. This is the time that things that have delayed, the pending contracts, the pending things, you have been from one story to another story, but God is changing your story. He's turning your story into a miracle. He's changing your story into a turnaround breakthrough. Things are turning around. Even your losses are becoming your gains in the name of Jesus, because God is giving you a new wine for the new season, a new fresh anointing for this new anointing. For this new season, Father, we praise you and we give you all the praise and all the glory. We praise you for your mighty power. Lord, I just decree and declare for freshness to come upon your life. I pray that let the presence of Jesus open up upon your people, Lord, that this is not going to be a normal month. It's going to be a month full with unusual favor, full with unusual blessings, full with testimonies. It's a month of new manners. Every morning, the manners shall be sweet. You know, when the children of Israel, they were going through some problems, God gave them manna. And the Bible says those manna was the healthiest and the sweetest. God is going to release the abundance of mannas, the abundance of bread that shall be sweeter than what you have been eating, sweeter than what you have been going through. You know, God will turn your bitterness into sweetness. Hallelujah. You are moving out of the place of bitterness to a place of sweetness. Shifting. I see angels in being engaging themselves in your personal life. I see angels engaging yourself in your business. I see angels working with you in your what you're doing, and says, no more will you be looked down. This is a time that those that have looked down on you who begin to see the beauty and the glory of God. Even those that did not believe you, they'll start believing you. You become believable because of the supernatural power of God. There is grace that God is releasing upon yourself. If you can put your hand on yourself and say, Lord, I receive the supernatural grace, the grace to do exploits, the grace to know you, God, the grace to walk in excellent health, the grace that shuts down the enemy's plan. In the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing to trouble the troublers. The people that have been making trouble in my life, they are in trouble, because my anointing shall trouble the troublers. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, and every curse that I've been sent to you, it's going back to the sender this month. Every curse that has been put upon your family and your life, it's being sent back. It's a send back. It will go back to the sender, because this is the month that no weapon shall form against you. This is a weapon that you shall enjoy the beauty and the glory of God, the blessings of God. Every meeting that you have this month shall be fruitful and successful. Even where you're not supposed to break through, you will break through. Where you're not supposed to win, you will win. This is a winning month. Hallelujah. This is a winning month. This is a healing month. Expect healings from the wings of Jesus. Expect healings for your body. You said, oh, I've been prayed for. It has not happened. There is an happening anointing. Happening anointing is happening in your life. You're receiving the happening grace, the grace that causes things to happen. And these are good things. Good things are happening in your life. I want you to believe God even for bigger things. Do not look at failure. Do not look at maybe you have been praying and fasting and believing God. It seems like there's no change. I'm speaking to you. The Lord says your prayers have been answered and the change has begun. When? Right now. The time in heaven is now. So the time of heaven is crushing your time. The heavenly time is crushing your time. This is the time you spring up. You're not going to be wasted. You're not going to be a wasted land. You shall be a fruitful land. Hallelujah. Blessed be Jesus. I love the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We praise you, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Father. The things that have been strange upon your life, they'll become a blessing, because God is going to use those strange things to bear forth the fruits of the Lord. Things that have been scattered will be gathered, because God is doing something powerful and something fresh. This is a time for the freshness of God's power, for freshness of God's glory, like we have never seen before. Get ready for supernatural happenings. What is happening? The supernatural happenings in the Lord. I'm really excited. I'll share a couple of scriptures for you. Now, you have to understand that the weapon the enemy uses sometimes is sadness. But I'm here to tell you, through the power of God, God shall turn your sadness into joy. God will turn your sadness into joy. That the things that you are sad of shall be turned into victory. I know some of you may be saying, you don't know what I've been going through. I may not know your story, but I'll tell you God's story. God is about to rewrite your story. God is about to do new things in your life. As you continue to receive these seeds from God, and you begin to believe this word that I'm speaking to your spirit, that God is healing you, that God is changing your financial system, financial problem is being changed.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
That situation with your children, the Lord is bringing salvation. It is God's will that not any to perish, but all should come to the place of receiving salvation. It is salvation, it's God's will. God's desire is to see all saved. And I want you to understand that despite things being delayed, the Lord said, I'm using your delay to even make it a bigger miracle for you. You are coming into a bigger story. You're coming into a bigger headland of the news in heaven and on earth, how God is going to bless you. You're going to make God's headlines of the big news, because God is done with the little things. Now he wants to do big things in your life. Little things was important to grow your faith, to move from faith to faith. But God wants to do something bigger, something that you cannot explain, something that you cannot understand. It's like turning the Red Sea. You can't understand the Red Sea, how it was parted. So you will not understand how God is going to stop your trouble. You will not understand how God is going to stop the lack in your life. You will not understand how God is going to raise you up and put you above when it's impossible for you to go up. But God says, I will cause everybody to raise you up. I'll cause everybody to promote you. And in the book of Proverbs, this is a prophetic word for someone. Good news from far places, coming from far places is good news. Good news. Good news is coming to you. That's what the book of Proverbs says. Good news is coming from far places. How many people are expecting God for good news? I want you to start expecting God for the good news in your life. Good news in your life. Do not just expect bad news. Bad news is easy to expect. Maybe things have been cold. You have been on your soul. Proverbs 25 is 25. You should underline this in your Bible if you have a physical Bible. Proverbs 25 is 25. It's your prophetic word for your for someone here. Like cold water to worry a soul is good news from distant land. You're going to receive good news from the distant land, maybe from another state, maybe from another community, maybe from another person. There is good news coming in this month of July. I hear good news. I hear good news. They're coming from afar. I hear good things. It's not going to be hard all the time. It's not going to be complicated all the time. But I want you to understand that it is good news that is coming to you. And do not fear. Do not fear, says the Lord. Have faith. Believe the impossible. In this new month, some of you are going to receive a supernatural phone call from an expected place. And somebody wants to bless you. Somebody wants to honor you. This is a prophetic word for someone. You're going to receive a phone call. Said your finances is here. You're going to receive a phone call. Your promotion is here. You're going to receive an invitation through a phone call that will change your life. I see many stories will begin to change and shift in this new month of July. And there's some investment that some of you have been waiting God to do it. Today, it has been done. Expect a good news. Expect a good phone call, a good email in the name of Jesus. Because God is turning wheels. He's turning wheels. Wheels are turning in your life. I see these big wheels are turning. Ooh, 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 ooh. Big blessings are turning. Big blessings are turning. Big blessings are turning. Oh my goodness. Things are just turning. They're just turning. They're not going to be the same. You're not going to be the same anymore. Get ready for new victory to be celebrated. Things that you have been praying for, believing God for. The Lord says in the month of July, shall be a month of answered prayer. Ooh, I feel the fire of God as I'm saying. Some of you are believing God for the new fire. Receive that heat of God's fire. Receive it in the name of Jesus. This is a month that the wheels are turning. The wheels are turning. Big wheels are turning. God is doing a headline news for you that the blessing of God shall be announced in your life. It shall be announced. I hear a good news coming from far country, coming from another state, coming from another community, coming from your children. God is changing things. And he's saying that do not worry about the limitations that you have been facing. But God says, believe, have an expectation from me. Do not lean on a limitation, but lean on my expectation. God wants you to place expectation on him, as God has so much for you. Right now, I see people with an incurable sickness. They have been praying for years because they have listened to what I'm saying. Today, you are out of that sickness. Today, you are coming. You know, I love about the Bible. It says faith now is faith. And the Bible says today is the day of salvation. The word salvation means protection, deliverance, provision, and internal life. This is salvation. God is going to release it in your family and in your life. You must start dancing. This is a time for a dance, because no more will you be a wasted land. No more will you be in the wilderness. You are receiving something fresh, something new. Even your dry prayers will no longer be dry from this day forth. God is giving you a fresh fire now. I'm not saying tomorrow. Fresh fire now, in this new month, in this new day. God is giving you fresh fire. Hallelujah. God is saying, it's my desire to see my children to be on fire for me. It's not something that you should cry for, but it's something you should respond to. It's an invitation that those that believe in the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, the same way we were baptized with a John the Baptist baptism, but now be baptized with the fire of the Holy Spirit. It is God's will to baptize you with his fire. You must receive the baptism from above. The Lord says you're going to be baptized by fire from your belly. He's going to receive the baptism of God's fire. And when your belly shall begin to turn, the situation out of your dead life will become life. Out of your belly, there will be life. Out of your heart situation become better things are coming to you. Better days are coming to you. Better years are coming to you. Expect good things every day in your life. And when you expect every day, you are rising. You're becoming stronger. You're becoming powerful. You're becoming influential. You're becoming fluent every day. You are not the same person before you started healing me. When you started healing me, you became a different person. There is a freshness of God's anointing coming upon you. Father, I pray that let them step and dip their feet into a fresh oil, into the fresh oil. I just see your feet being dipped into like a fresh oil. Oh, it's a beautiful picture that I see in the spirit. Your feet are anointed like the feet of Asher, that wherever you put your feet on, you will possess it. It shall not possess you, but you shall possess it. The blessing of God shall not possess you, but you will possess it. The power of God will not possess you, but you will possess it. God is going to do things that if they were told, your ears will not believe it. If you have to see, your eyes will not believe it. But no eye, no ear will be able to see what God has for you. Now, you have to position your ear and say, Lord, I'm willing to listen to your power. I'm willing to listen to abundance. I'm willing to listen to victory. I'm willing to listen to mysteries, to revelation of Jesus. My ears are opening to hear things that the natural eyes cannot hear. My eyes are open to see things that my natural eyes cannot see, because you are about to step into the realm of without limits, the realm of glory, the realm of power, the realm of favor, the realm of God's oil is coming upon you. You are becoming a new person.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.